I'm Marco Werman. You're tuned to The World. The Ebola crisis in West Africa has not been on many front pages lately. Doesn't mean that the epidemic is over. Far from it. More than 8,000 people are believed to have died already. And although infection rates are slowing, new infections are still cropping up. Our BBC colleague Tulip Mazumder just got back to London from Sierra Leone. I asked her to tell us about some of the people she met on her trip, including the kids at an orphanage in the capital, Freetown.
More than 10,000 children have been left orphaned by Ebola. They've lost one or both parents. The vast majority of them, almost 8,000, are in Sierra Leone. And I spoke to a young girl called Hajar, and she told me about what happened to her.
Only I survived. And when I was sick, I was helpless. And I don't even expect that I will survive. But God helped me and survive. Although I miss my parents, but I'm very happy to survive. And I wish to help others.
Now, Hajar was one of 11 people in her family who caught Ebola. As she said there, she was the only one out of them all to survive the virus. And she talked there about wanting to help others. Well, now she's at this orphanage where I met her, St. George Foundation in Freetown. And because she survived, she's got a level of immunity to the virus. So whenever new children come and there's any concern that they might be sick, she's the one that looks after them rather than anybody else. You know, she's been through such a traumatic experience, and the first thing she wants to do is help others, and she is, in fact, doing that.
What about the people who work in that orphanage? I mean, how are they coping? Because it must be pretty traumatic just seeing this line of children who've lost their parents every day come in.
Yes, I mean, it must be very difficult. When I was there, there were 47 children there. And I think what must be quite difficult is because Ebola is passed through touching sick people, it's passed on through their body fluids, you're not supposed to touch people. Now, obviously, with children, I mean, even when we walked in, they all came running over to us and was trying to grab hold of us. And they're so sort of sweet, of course, and vulnerable. And the first thing you want to do is sort of, you know, pick them up and say a proper hello. And you can't do that. You know, you have to avoid body contact. I mean, for the workers that are there day in, day out, I mean, body contact is impossible to avoid. You know, these children, you can obviously tell when they are well and they are healthy. And because you can only contract Ebola from touching sick people, you know, it's a low risk. But it must be very difficult for them, but they are utterly committed, like everybody I've met who's been dealing with this outbreak.
Yeah, a lot of courageous people in Sierra Leone right now. You've been covering the crisis for months, Tulip, and having just come back from Sierra Leone, I'm curious to know what you think about where we stand now in this crisis.
It's still a very difficult picture across all three countries. In Liberia, we are seeing a slowdown in cases, and that is very positive. I've been traveling in Guinea and Sierra Leone over the last few months, and there are improvements. It's certainly not as bad as it was a couple of months ago, but it really is a mixed picture depending on where you go. You know, I think there was something like 250 new confirmed cases in Sierra Leone in the first week of January, so still very, very high. But in other areas of the country, we are seeing improvements. There's one district in the southeast of the country which has been declared Ebola-free. It hasn't had a new case for 42 days. Guinea, again, in the capital, Conakry, still relatively high transmission, but in other areas, no new cases. So very, very far from over.
I mean, the lack of headlines, big headlines on Ebola, it's in real contrast to how things were last summer when there was a lot of talk about help, doctors and medical personnel going to West Africa. Do people in Sierra Leone, in Guinea where you were, do they feel like the world has forgotten about them? And how do they explain that when you ask them?
Well, the work is ongoing. And again, I mean, meeting people out there who are dealing with this outbreak, they are completely dedicated to it. And the vast majority of people doing the hard work in this are West Africans. In terms of whether they feel like the world's forgetting them, I mean, the response is much more organized now compared to a couple of months ago when I was in Guinea and Sierra Leone. But there's a long, long way to go. This is very far from over.
My colleague at the BBC, Tulip Mazumder, just back from Sierra Leone. Thanks very much for talking with us, Tulip.
Thank you.